Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show that's on in the afternoon. We've got a great show here for you today.
We got do-gooders in the studio. They're going to teach us how to be better humans.
Okay? Thank God. Yeah. We need that.
Yeah.
We need that a whole lot.
Yeah, they're going to help
every
us.
Every day. Yeah. I hope Mark and Anna can hang out with us every day.
Every day. That would be wonderful.
To be good people. That would be nice.
So busy.
Mark LaMare and Anna Crum in studio from the United Way.
Yes.
We love talking about the United Way. They're going to update us on some cool things going on.
So many cool community initiatives that a lot of people need to know about. Put this on your radar, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And of course, we're going to get to your horoscopes.
Great.
And the events you need to know about.
Yeah, I've got some uplifting news. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right. The baby.
Very excited. Somebody had a baby.
All right. From now on, we're going to announce every time there's a baby born in St. John's County. That's
isn't
a new
that nice?
Segment.
Yeah. Yep. Just like at the hospital, they play the chime. Have you ever seen this?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that moment. As a good uncle, I got that on cam. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
didn't miss that moment because I would have paid for it. You missed it. Yeah. No, I got the chime. Yeah.
All right. Cool, man. Well, let's dive right into it. We'll start by telling you about our friends at Bozard Ford Lincoln. 76 years in the business. Here in St. Augustine, Northeast Florida, Bozard Ford Lincoln is here for you and your family and your new baby.
Yeah.
If your family's getting bigger,
true.
Well, you might need to upgrade to a bigger vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Bozard Ford Lincoln's got them. Whether it's one of the Ford Expeditions or one of the Lincoln ones that are like the Expeditions. I don't know the name of that. Lincoln Navigators?
Navigator, yeah.
Those are nice.
Ooh, those
trucks,
are really
man.
Nice, yeah.
I really Spaceship. Like the Navigators. Yeah. That was like my dream vehicle for a long time.
Let's make that come true.
Yeah. Boy, I hope so.
Yeah, let's do it.
One day.
I like
it. One day. They've got a great parts and accessories shop, too, if you need to soup up your Lincoln a little bit or your Ford. And a wonderful service department as well. And that quick lane, if you just need to pop in and out on your lunch break, get a quick oil change, they can do that for you. 91 climate-controlled service bays.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know. It really is far and beyond what most dealerships offer.
Nice for the technicians, too.
Yeah, it is. Great. You want happy technicians working on your vehicles.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, you don't want the grouchy technician. Yeah. No,
if
no,
you
no.
go to one of those places with the mean technicians.
Right.
Well, you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
In those fluid reservoirs. They offer services from home delivery to company fleet servicing at Bozard Ford Lincoln. Your family is their family, and they are driven to inspire.
Hey, quick shout. They got that car show this weekend, May 4th.
That's right.
9
yes,
a.m. to
May
2.
May 4th.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right,
There's
man.
Some trophies involved, some 50-50 stuff. It's all going to a good cause, so check that out this weekend.
Yeah, man. With Sydney at the Classic Car Museum.
Yeah.
Anything he's involved in is always great as well. That's a great team, Sydney and the Bozard fam.
I know. I'm excited that they're partnering. That's cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. Bozard Ford Lincoln, they're driven to inspire. Also, our friends at the Bailey Group.
Ah, there they are.
Great people. Getting enrolled in a health insurance or Medicare plan does not have to be complicated. It can be quite the opposite. Out there at the Bailey Group, you're going to work with a local insurance advisor to find just the right coverage for your specific needs and budget. Davey, how much do you hate it when you have to call a company and deal with somebody who doesn't understand the local environment?
I judge a company on their hold music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if their hold music is bogus, then forget it. But I've never been put on hold at the Bailey Group.
Right. You don't even have to worry about
True.
That. They bypass you having to judge them on hold music.
Exactly. They knew I was coming. Yes.
Their goal is to make getting covered simple with no added costs or no extra fees. The Bailey Group handles individual health and Medicare, corporate benefits, and financial needs for their clients. Give them a call, 904-461-1800. Then, of course, our friends at Elace Med Spa.
Oh.
It's beauty on your terms out there at Elace. They specialize in providing their clients with a range of luxurious spa treatments and advanced medical aesthetic procedures. Whether you're looking to unwind with a hydrofacial or enhance your natural beauty with things like Botox or dermal fillers or laser treatments, their expert staff going to work with you to develop a personalized treatment plan tailored to your specific needs and goals. Elace is the place that will save your face.
Thank God.
I know. Elace.com. Check out all their great services today. Speaking of great services, boy, you guys down at the United Way, you never stop helping people. It's pretty awesome. Mark LaMare, Anna Crum, thank y'all very much for joining us this afternoon. How y'all doing?
Thanks for having us. We're doing great.
It's good to be here.
It's good to have y'all. So let's talk about Student Mental Health and Giving Day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is today Giving Day?
Today is Giving Day. It started yesterday at noon, and it runs technically through today at noon.
Oh, correct? So it does. Yeah. Okay, so it's technically over at this point.
Right, but still but 10, yeah.
You can still give.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. Okay. That's right. And we're using the day, as are, I think, over 40 nonprofits in St. John's County, to promote our student mental health giving challenge.
Okay.
We've partnered with Dolores Barr Weaver, really for the next 3 years.
That's right. That's
every year invest $100,000 into student mental health services.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's huge. And what are some of these services? I mean, what does that kind of go towards? And how did you guys link up with Dolores Barr Weaver? That's a powerful team.
Yeah, we're super excited. So we spent about 6 months with some of our volunteers and Women United, some of our board members, listening with nonprofits who already do amazing things in the community with mental health services. And we heard a couple of priorities that were important. Stigma reduction, you know, making it more accessible and normalized to encourage people to receive help. Suicide prevention, which is something that a lot of our partners are working on. And also making sure that parents and children know where to find help in the community. So really our invitation to donors today and for the next 3 years is join us as co-investors, really, with United Way and Dolores Barr Weaver into creating greater capacity with nonprofits that are already doing good things, but they just need a little bit more help to either expand a service or improve a service or maybe start a service with a population that's not already being served.
So, Mark, let me ask you, why is it important to invest with the United Way? I mean, do you have many opportunities to take the dollar a little bit further than for some donations?
That's a great question. I think for this particular opportunity, the good news, and I don't know why we didn't just mention it, but it is a dollar-for-dollar match. So up to $50,000 for the next 3 years, if someone makes a gift to us for this opportunity, it'll be matched by Dolores Barr Weaver.
Wow, that's really important. Because that can go way further with resources, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it'll double your impact on Giving Day when you support United Way, which is great.
So. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's huge. And you guys are pretty close to your goal of 100,000 right now, right?
We are just over $40,000 of the $50,000 that we need to raise for this year.
Okay.
And so Giving Day, we're hoping it really just closes the gap.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge because we're not even halfway through the year yet.
That's right.
And you guys have already almost reached the goal for the year.
Yeah. People are just being crazy generous. We're so grateful.
Well, it's such a hot topic in schools and stuff that, you know, you hear it. I mean, being communications, you know that this is a resource that's needed. Mm-hmm. I mean, how has the journey of the mental health gamut that you've seen?
I mean, it's so important, especially for local teens in the community, but just really anybody knowing where to find resources locally in St. John's County and, of course, beyond. Just knowing that there are local services that you can reach, and we're hoping to just elevate those and really provide some support.
Yeah.
So it's important, and we're just excited to be a part of Giving Day with 41 other nonprofits in St. Augustine. It's a great event, so definitely give that a look.
Love that. Love that.
That's awesome.
I'll put link in comments for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Thank you. And what about Stamp Out Hunger Day?
That's coming up. I'm glad you asked. So May 11th. So that's 8-9 days away.
It's coming up fast.
We've been in planning mode for a couple of months to really join all 50 states and the National Association of Letter Carriers. It's the largest one-day food drive in the country.
Oh, wow.
Locally, we're looking to resource 14 nonprofit organizations who just quietly every day serve people with food. Mm-hmm. And we, going into the summer, we want the opportunity to just give their pantries a little bit more margin. What people can expect to see in the next couple of days are some very colorful bags. I think they're yellow this year, if I'm not mistaken. That'll be in their mailbox.
Okay.
And on May 11th, their postal carrier will stop by, pick up whatever is put into those bags, and they'll bring it all to Osceola Elementary, where we're going to have partner agencies as well as volunteers working to curate what's given and then put it into the trucks and cars and bicycles, whatever shows up that day to collect the food.
That's awesome. What kinds of things can people donate?
The good stuff.
Yeah.
Peanut butter, the amazing non-perishables, just stuff that you would want to fill your pantry with that you would like to gift somebody else.
Yeah.
So
a lot of times people need to check those dates. Yes. Yeah. Don't send that's expired fair. Food, right? Yeah. That's kind of a bummer that's if they fair. Get that.
So. Check the dates. And really all you have to do on May 11th is keep an eye out for those bags and then leave some of those at your mailbox for your letter carrier to pick up. And then they will do the rest. So just two simple steps and it's going to be a great day on May 11th. And we're excited to make a local impact, but also be a part of the national impact. And Mark, I think you mentioned they hit 1 trillion pounds.
Wow. Now that would.
Or billion.
We could say that, but I think it was, I think it was billion.
Would you get a million for me?
It's all a gazillion
up there. Yeah.
Makes me think of Michael Myers.
$1 trillion.
That's the goal, right?
That is the goal. We'll get there. It might take us 100 years, but in the 17 years of its existence, the partnership between United Way and the National Association of Letter Carriers, they did achieve this year hitting 1 billion pounds of
wow. 1 billion. That's yeah. big.
So that last year huge. For us, we secured 64,000 pounds, and we want to grow that this year.
So yeah. this has been successful in St. John's County for many, many years. But what happens if my letter carrier doesn't get my food? Is there an opportunity to, like, call you guys or find a way to drop it off? Because sometimes my letter carrier last time, it was so full in their car, yeah. they actually mm-hmm. had to make a second round. So I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. do you guys yeah. have that planned out by chance?
That is something that I think the National Letter Carrier Association, our local branch, is coordinating. So okay. they will be the ones that you definitely will need to get in contact with, and then they will probably coordinate with us
cool.
to make sure it gets to into the hands of the people locally that need it most.
Awesome. Okay. So,
and talk to your letter carrier, too.
Yeah,
talk to right. them. If you know them, if you see them between right. now and May 11th, be like, hey, you're participating, like, I'm going to be donating. Just let them know, because then that'll maybe... Just let them know, hey, to keep right. out for some extra cans so they can accommodate for that on May 11th.
Cool.
What should people not donate?
Yeah, good question.
Is there anything that, like, you guys get and you're like, oh, you know, we can't use this?
I would say the dates thing is a big deal.
The dates.
Okay. What we yeah. want.
No dates.
No dates.
You heard it here first.
Perish no dates. The perish by dates. That's
right.
What I mean.
Yeah, right.
Because what we want to have happen is for the partner agencies who are receiving the food and going through it to not have to spend time then culling out food that isn't going to help anybody.
Right.
So
right.
I would say pay attention to the dates. But the protein stuff, like the peanut butters, canned vegetables, canned fruits, all shelf stable food
okay.
would yeah. be appreciated.
What if somebody throws in like toothpaste or something like that? Is that like, you know?
It'll be taken. It's
okay.
fine.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
I'm just yeah. saying, you know.
It happens.
Yeah. It deodorant. I mean, it goes a long way.
We are focused on food. But those know. Are.
Hey, I used to like to eat toothpaste.
Those will be thrown.
It's the freshy fresh. The best bread right. ever, right?
You need it after you eat. That's fine. Yeah. It won't be thrown away.
That's great. Now, you guys, tax season just wrapped up.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys wow. do the free tax services for people who need that, and that's just yeah. been an amazing program that the
we're
United
so
Way
is excited
involved
about.
In.
This April 15th was the last day, of course, and
yeah.
We, for 3.5 months, just hit the ground running with some amazing volunteers, some amazing partners. A couple things, we achieved our goals, which feels amazing. And it didn't happen by accident. It really happened through our volunteers, our partners, our new sites in St. John's and Putnam counties. We served 1,500 families this year. We achieved, I think it was $1.4 million in refunds that are coming back into this
That's
community.
Amazing.
Heck yeah.
And we did that with 24 volunteers, just amazing people who are super special, super kind, super gracious, spending time with people, doing coaching and counseling. And, you know, it's a pretty vulnerable opportunity, really, when you're talking to someone about
yeah
your taxes. I mean, no one looks forward to that. But I'm just right. really proud of our team, our volunteers, and our partners for helping. And we're looking forward to next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was yeah. great.
What was your takeaway from it? What did you see this year?
All of the volunteers for our free tax prep program are amazing. I mean, we were in the office. We had every Wednesday they were in there, and I've never seen anyone more happy than our volunteers. So we have a great group of people that are just so happy to be helping people, but also knowledgeable about taxes and how to help people really with their finances. And it was just an incredible opportunity for me to witness how happy they were.
Yeah.
That's the main thing I took away. And we were able to celebrate our volunteers yeah. at Paisanos earlier this week to wrap up April, which is National Volunteer Month, and celebrate them and showcase all their success. And that's when we announced we got the $1.4 million in returns.
Wow.
And they were really excited to hear that. So just some incredible stories coming out of that program and people that we were really able to reach that needed that support the most and to get that money back in their hands.
And you changed some of the trajectory of some of these careers with people. Some of these volunteers are now really doing this, you know, going above and beyond. Did you have to train anybody this year?
Yeah, we do train them. And big shout out to our Director of Community Impact, Patty Isola. She has done an incredible job with this program, and she has been at the forefront of training all of our volunteers, getting them equipped. And they're VITA certified, which is a program through the IRS. So they go through all of those certifications to be able to be knowledgeable and to help people. So we're just so thankful for our volunteers, and we will be looking for new ones next year.
So exciting.
Please keep this on your radar. And if you want to volunteer, just feel free to reach out.
Cool. Yeah. Is that a separate kind of volunteer opportunity? Do people have to specifically sign up to volunteer for this, or do you pull a lot of volunteers that you already work with from United?
We, of course, like pull our volunteer pool and be like, hey, if you're interested in volunteering, please join us. But this is more of a specific opportunity because you'll have to be trained and certified and go through that VITA certification. So it's definitely something to keep an eye out for next year, because we'll be able to get you certified and then hit the ground running next January to be able to help for tax season.
And kind of the cool side effect is that your volunteers get a deeper understanding of the tax process.
That's right.
For their own personal kind of reassurances. It's always nice to have a good understanding of complicated things like taxes, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think the numbers are fantastic. We're really excited about the goals we achieved, but something that really is hard to quantify, both for the volunteer and for those families that are served, is just that informal coaching and counseling and learning that takes place. You know, because every situation, every family is different,
right?
Needs, realities, good things, bad things that have happened over the previous year, hard things, losses, new jobs, debt that people are trying to retire. So there's just this beautiful, I would just say, counseling moment that takes place with each family. And our preparers are just super gracious, kind. They listen well.
Mm-hmm.
They spend the time. This is not a rush opportunity. I think you're right, Pete, to the point that there is a benefit that comes to each preparer too, because you learn so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people that come back, and I think that speaks to the program. Most of our volunteers come back. We did have some new volunteers from Flagler College this year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We had a new site at St. John's River State College and also in Flagler Estates.
Okay.
Have to give a shout out to ViStar for hosting again this year. Lori Brandel and her team for making that possible.
That's great. They're amazing.
Great lady, yes.
St. John's County for providing a site at Health and Human Services. Some of our funders, like Wells Fargo, the IRS. The IRS actually invests into this program to make it happen.
Wow, not many people thank the IRS. The IRS is watching right now like, oh, finally, we have some credit for something. They talk good about us for something.
You're in the break room, Mark.
Shocking news.
Bestest supporter. I love it.
That's awesome. That's huge. Well, that's really so important. When can people start getting with you guys for next year if they want to do it? Because I think the fact that you guys have so many returned volunteers not only speaks to how great the program is, but really how great your people are that work with you.
Yeah, I would keep an eye out in fall. Probably later this year, we'll kind of be promoting that to get people trained and certified to just be ready for January. And we are looking forward to it. It's going to be another great year.
How long does it take to get trained and certified?
I think about a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. It really just is kind of at your own pace. But
I like that.
Like you mentioned, it's so much amazing knowledge that not only are you being able to serve other people, but you're also going to be able to get that knowledge back. So, yeah.
And Mark, you mentioned about serving specific communities. Are you looking to expand that, or are you looking to really dive into those communities? Like, where's the growth of this program going?
Right. I would say we want to expand sites, but we also want to make sure that we continue serving well where we are. So one of the things we're doing, and this is important to us at United Way, is making sure that we survey our clients, that we survey our volunteers. So we're in the middle of doing some of that learning and listening right now and reflecting on what we did so that we can improve services, from how people are scheduling their appointments to their wait time to paperwork that they should bring. So we're looking at how we improve what we do now. And we are going to be looking at potential new sites. We did expand to Flagler Estates this year, and we got started, and we had more busy appointments towards the end of tax season. But we want to make sure we listen well for that community and how we can do a better job of spreading the word about those services. So I would say stay tuned.
Yeah.
We definitely want to do well with where we are, and we are looking to expand, but more details to come.
How are you on the, are you, is it like till midnight? Like, are you like on the 15th? Are you guys like still grinding the midnight oil? Like, I mean, I know my uncle was. Just saying that.
I think there was this collective like, okay. We felt good, and we gave our volunteers off maybe a week or two before we called them back for the Real Sense luncheon.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it feels good. We actually had two preparers still working in Putnam County, Ken and Diane, for people that had filed an extension. Mm-hmm. They continued serving in Putnam County. So officially April 30th, the whole thing came in for a landing.
Awesome. So
we're super grateful.
That is so cool. Yeah.
Anything else coming up in the near future that we should have on our radars?
Yeah, I would say one of the things we're doing as a United Way is a strategic planning process. Mm-hmm. We are going to be working with our community, our volunteers, our donors, and trying to imagine the future. So asking folks their opinion and their thoughts about community priorities and issues that United Way should be looking at and paying attention to. So we'll come back to you guys and talk about that, process.
Yeah, please do.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Mark Lemaire, Anna Crum, thank you all so much for coming by.
Thanks
for
having us.
It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Super good. Thank you.
So inspiring. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Doing so much good stuff. I love working with organizations like this. I really do. Proud to be involved here with our local United Way. They just do so many great things for so many great people.
They give so many resources to the great nonprofits of this town, too. So that's another thing to keep their lights on, keep them running on the front lines. And it's amazing what happens when we live united.
That's true. That's true. They live that every day.
It's pretty cool, man.
Hey, speaking of good work,
yes,
helping out local communities, our friends at the Old Town Trolley throw a significant portion of their money into philanthropy as well. That was easy for me to say. Philanthropy.
You did it. You made it happen.
I did it the second time. they give back to the communities in which they operate. Old Town Trolley proud to offer their sincere appreciation and support for our St. Johns County schools, organizations like Patriot Service Dogs, and they do the autism, big in the autism stuff here at Old Town Trolleys.
Yeah.
Very impressive. They also offer uncountable transportation donations to many local fundraisers. Light Up the Night, the 4th of July fireworks, the Beach Blast Off, the Holly Jolly Shopping Trolley.
Which is great. It's another big fundraiser. Yep.
So they're the Green Trains. We love them. Also proud to work with them.
Oh, and I'm so proud of Steve Chapman's All-American Air. They've been serving St. Augustine and St. John's County. They take great pride in providing quality service and installations, in turn, gaining a customer for life. Steve Chapman's All-American Air can match any price, but no one can match their quality and service. Our friends at All-American Air will take exceptional care of your home unit. When was the last time you had your home unit service? Especially now, getting into summer, right? So important. Give All-American Air a call, 904-461-0070.
And of course, our friends at Bin 39 Wine Bar, right there in downtown St. Augustine on the Orange Street side of St. George Street. Very nice little place. I would say it's the best place to relax off of St. George Street.
Absolutely.
It really is. They've got that great little patio area. They always have live music out there. And of course, they got great wines. Over 95 wines out there for you to choose from and enjoy while you're there. Try something new every time you go.
So special.
Bin 39. We love them. We also love horoscopes. We got Libra and Aquarius on deck today.
Sorry, booze.
let's see what we got, Clay. There it is. Libra. Today your scales tip towards existential dread.
Oh.
Decisions are meaningless, yet you're paralyzed by the choice between cereal or toast.
Oh.
Paralyzed. Aquarius. Your uniqueness alienates yet again today. Today, discover new creative ways to be misunderstood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stars need to give me longer descriptions.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit longer. These are too short. They're meaner, but they're too short.
Mean and short.
The damn stars never get it right.
Jeez. They got to figure it out. Otherwise, they're going to get fired.
They might get fired. We might fire the stars.
But I've got something uplifting to tell you about.
Okay, please.
So Wildflower had their first baby.
Oh, that's right.
So several months ago, retired OBGYN Dr. Charles Tatum helped start the prenatal clinic. Now, one of his patients has delivered a beautiful, healthy baby boy.
Look at that little
one. Look how cool. Thank you, Dr. Tatum, and welcome to the world, little one. That is so fun.
That's what a cute little kid.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Cool. Good news. Thank you for that.
Hey, we just heard from our buddies over at Jimmy Jam. They've got one to rally for the community. So pre-order some pork spare ribs.
Hey, when's okay. The last, right? I don't even need to know why. Right. Okay.
We don't mess around. When you see pork spare ribs,
from
you run.
Jimmy Jam, yeah.
Yes. So pickup is Saturday, June 1st. They are fundraising all this month for benefiting Spencer Sargent. If you know the story, it's pretty extensive. We'll probably dive into it a little bit more on the shows, but check out JimmyJamOutreach.com. $25 will go a long way, y'all. And this will be dinner for that night or a couple nights. But yeah, check it out. Pickup is Saturday again, June 1st, but go to JimmyJamOutreach.com.
You can't even go out to a restaurant and get dinner for under $25.
I'm serious. And this is like intense, amazing. Like you need to do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we heard from the Shrine Club. They have a Cattlemen's Association going on Saturday, May 11th at 9 a.m.
I've seen the signs for this.
Lots going on. A lot of text on these signs. Here we go. Okay. There's a $2,000 added barrel jackpot. There's barbecue and events that are starting 11 a.m. down at the fairgrounds, barrel racing and horse games, 8 a.m. registration, 9 a.m. to sign up. I'm going to put link in comments, so I'm just giving you a little bit of lay of the land here.
Okay.
There's a Bronco and Jeep rally happening. So if you own a Bronco or a Jeep, there's a $40 entrance fee. This starts at 10 a.m. You can win big. $3,000 worth of parts and services are up for grabs in the raffle. So if you want to be a part of this, or you have something to donate or find out some more information, go to saintaugustineshrineclub.com or email them at info@saintaugustineshrineclub.com.
All right.
Yes.
That'd be a good one.
Hey, we're going to talk to the Bailey family coming up. They're talking about Project iGuardian, Homeland Security Investigation's online safety presentation. This is obviously in honor of the great Tristan Bailey. This is happening May 8th at Tokoi Creek High School. So I want everybody to save this date. They're going to come in and talk to us next week about this for some more information. Or if you have questions right now, you can email media@sjso.org or 904-295-3578.
Very good. Thank you for that rundown, sir. Very much appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Very much appreciate Panache.
Oh,
our
me
friends
too.
At Panache as well, because they're making our friends and our neighbors and ourselves feel special.
Yes.
That's their mission. They opened their doors to be a cut above the rest in 1987. Their mission at Panache is to take care of their team, their guests, and community from scalp to soul and bring joy to the world one service at a time. Their carefully chosen and highly trained staff is here to exceed your expectations, and the same goes for their elegant salon space as well. That spa area is very nice as well, transports you to just a different mind frame, just a different mindset. You just feel better walking out of there.
And they got 15% off of all retail going on right now.
Do they?
Yeah,
that's big.
Yep.
Get into Panache today. Check them out online. Getpanache.com.
All right, I got hilariously random food memes for today.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, this first one. And I said, hold up, that ain't no hot tub.
That's a sassy crab.
Yes, he got 7 on his side. Next up, price drop. Jeff ordered too many hams sale.
Oh, that very specific price drop.
Jeff's getting fired. Jeff.
Well, Jeff, keep on ordering them. If it gets us a sale, keep on ordering.
Right? Next up, when you finish the ice cream and start nibbling on the wooden stick, you slowly... Becoming a beaver.
Yeah.
Next up, finally realized that this is a good use for the end piece of bread.
Look
it's
at that.
Spoon rest. Yeah, that's a great idea. Next, when you cut down a tree in Italy, it's salami.
Oh, okay. That makes perfect sense. Now I know where salami comes from.
Yes. Next up, this is how to make a sandwich.
What,
did you cut it with a laser?
Like, that is the cleanest cut I've ever seen on a sandwich. That's great.
Too perfect to eat.
It does. Is that AI?
Right? Next up, geniuses are often rejected by society.
Look at that.
Wow, that's really smart.
That is.
That's really
smart.
That's
two pizzas in there.
Yeah, so smart.
Wow.
Next up, hey, who else has PB&J sandwiches raw like this?
Nobody. Literally nobody.
There's your grape jelly.
It looks awful.
Next up, so you're telling me my son dried these tomatoes?
I don't think that's how it works.
And last one. Oh, man, you barely touched your clam chowder in the bologna bowl.
Ooh. Yeah, read that description again, and that'll answer your question as to why I barely touched it.
Gross.
All right, man. Davey, thank you for putting together a great show today, sir. Very much appreciate
it. Yes, sir.
Appreciate Clay pressing all the buttons back there and you guys out there for watching. Have a great rest of your day. It's Giving Day.
Let's do it. Bye, everybody.
See ya.